Welcome. This is a Q&A session for Master Certification, and it's our first one for 2016. And after a whole lot of work from a whole lot of people, the web page is up and operational and open for registration. And as it says on the website, please read all the material before you come to one of these calls. But obviously, I can't expect you to have done that. So everybody gets a free pass on asking questions that are answered on the website. So if you would go ahead and raise your hand. So if you're not familiar with Maestro, how you raise your hand is by pressing a number on your keypad between 1 and 5. And we have them mean different things depending on what we're working on. So for our purposes today, if you would press 1 on your keypad if you have a question. And what I'm going to do is go through and collect the questions from everybody so that I can then answer them in the most logical order. So let me start with you, Sarah. You have the microphone. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Denver.
Awesome.
And I actually, I mean, I have a question, but I actually was just pressing one because I thought we were supposed to. I wanted to ask if with the coaching track, are you able to start coaching people after the first weekend?
Are you able to start coaching after the first weekend? Great question. I will answer that. Did you have any other questions?
Not right now.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Sarah. Thanks for going first.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Gordon in Texas. Hi, Gordon.
Hello. Yes. From Copper's Cove, Texas. My question, I've been writing notes for several hours, but I'll try to make it concise. I've been studying this since 1997 on my own separate path. How does what I've already learned contribute to what you're doing? Again, same question as the lady just asked. And I don't want to step on tacks toes when I start teaching this, or if I talk to another coach in another section, you know, like someone's taking another one of the paths, and I talk to them and they give me some keywords and I tie it to something I've already learned, how does that fit in? And I think that's about it for right now.
Okay, and when you say I've been studying this since 1997, what is the this?
The man-woman conversation and the gender and also the, like, cultural differences in the way people communicate. I started taking my first man-woman course in 1996 and 1997, somewhere in that path, and I've been looking into this. You know, when I look back, when I was there, I don't know if I had that plan, but when I look back, I've seen that I've been doing this a lot. And the last 3 or 4 years, I've been in intense studies, one-on-one with a coach looking at this topic. And his lineage is different. It comes from Moore University and Victor Branco.
Okay. All right. And what series are you thinking about doing?
Empowering Men.
Empowering Men. Okay. All righty. Awesome. Any other questions?
No, for me right now, I'm pretty good right now. I mean, lots to talk about, but I think that I'm good. Yeah, I'm good right now. Thank you.
Okay. Terrific. Yeah, thank you. And I'll answer the best I can, and I'll check back to see if there's a follow-up question or
sure.
If it gives you what you need, okay? All right.
Sure.
Thanks, Gordon. And Tracy, you have the microphone.
Hey, Allison.
Hi,
great to hear your voice. I'm so excited about this. Okay, a couple questions. Can you talk more about, explain the coaching in detail, how it works? Can you teach with coaching? Can you do coaching with other certifications? So if you could go into all of that, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay.
That's all my questions on together.
Okay.
You can get all right.
Yep, I got it. Thank you. It being one of the newest expressions this year, I'm not surprised that there are questions about it. So thank you, Tracy. Yep. All right. And then, Patricia, you have your hand up. And Ed, yours is showing as a 2, so that may mean that you hit it by accident. If you mean to ask a question, if you could press 1, it will change on the screen, and then I'll know it wasn't accidental. Very good. Okay, so Patricia, you have the microphone, and then Ed, I'll be with you. Patricia?
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. So my question is about the differences between, in Extreme Queen 2 weeks ago, you mentioned 2 different modalities, the coaching and the private one or something like that, and I was trying to understand the different requirements of each.
Okay, so just so you know, we don't have Extreme Queen in 2016.
Yeah, no, I don't mean that for that. I meant it for, you mentioned that in Extreme Queen, but it was about the partnership track.
Oh, when we were at Extreme Queen. Okay.
Yes.
So, and are you talking about Heart of Partnership or Partnership in Business?
I want to understand the different modalities for each, but I think you were talking about the Heart of Partnership.
Yep. So you want to know the difference between coaching and personal mastery for Heart
yes.
of Partnership?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
No, thank you.
All right. It's exciting how many different opportunities are opening up for people who participated before. I think it's really cool. So thanks for asking about that. All right. And Ed, you have the microphone.
Allison, I'm excited about the new possibility of personal mastery. And I'm 71 and retired. And I would like to listen to the teleclasses as part of the personal mastery program. If I understand it correctly, it might be about $1,400 for personal mastery and listening to the teleclasses, and no trips to California are involved. So those are the things that I want to check out with you.
Okay, so you want to confirm your conclusions? Yes?
Correct.
Okay, awesome. All right, I can do that.
Thanks.
I can do that, and I'll check back and make sure that what you needed. Thanks,
Great.
Ed. All right, and Cherie, I think you're the, oops, another hand showed up. Okay, Cherie, and then Alexis, and then I'm going to start picking these off. Cherie, you have the microphone.
All right, thank you. So I understand you have 2 programs, one for community ed and then one for more coaching. And is it possible if you sign up for the community ed and then you figure out during the year that you'd like to add that 5th one and you're going to do it for coaching, part of a business, can you add that?
So if you originally registered for community education, can you sort of upgrade to coaching certification?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I will tell you how that would, what you'd have to do in order for that to happen.
Okay. Thank
you. Okay. Yes. Great question. Anything else?
No, I'm great.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. All right, and Alexis, you have the microphone.
Yes, I'd love to hear any suggested orders of things if people are just really interested in continuing learning. I've only at this point done your introductory Queen's Code, so I have others scheduled in the coming year, so I wasn't sure whether I'm jumping the gun a little bit with some of the mastery, but I'm really interested in continuing to learn and potentially applying it professionally. So would just love any guidance in terms of what you would recommend as the kind of best cadence for taking things to the next level.
Okay. Let me start with you there, just get a place as any to start. So the thing that I would ask you is, how compelled are you to teach our material? Is that something that you can't, even though you signed a confidentiality agreement, is that something you have trouble not doing?
That's a great question. I think right now, because I've only done one class, I'm basically launching a retail platform that's focusing on wellness, and I feel like this has a natural fit into that. I'm not quite sure how yet. I need to continue to learn. But I really think this needs to be more widely available, and I think it's a natural fit into the business plan that we're already doing. So I think I'm pretty darn compelled. I just don't quite have the business structure worked out in my mind yet.
Got it. Okay. All right. So as far as the natural progression of things, for the first 6 years of our mastery program, women had to have done all of our graduate level programs just to be in mastery. And that was because everybody studied the same 8 topics throughout the year. So every 5 weeks, a new topic. And I wanted the freedom to be able to go anywhere without worrying about leaving someone behind because they hadn't done that course. So that was why you had to have done what's now called the Queen's Code for Life, the Queen's Code Challenge Understanding Women. I'm going to go ahead and just mute your phone, Alexis, until I check back with you, okay, because it's just some feedback. Okay, so I'll just mute it and I'll check back. Yeah, thanks. So Understanding Women, the Queen's Code Challenge was one, Queen's Code for Life, Queen's Code for Sex, Queen's Code for Relationships, plus the original first Queen's Code workshop. And as we develop specific topic series, then we could reduce the prerequisites to only the things that would have someone be up to speed with that topic information. So, for example, if you look at the different topic series as a man, Ed and Gordon, for example, there are certain topic series that you have to have done Hero's Challenge for. And that's because without those, it would make that conversation really difficult either to engage in or really difficult to communicate. So liberating with honor and empowering men, you have to have done Hero's Challenge. But the other courses, the other topic series, a man doesn't have to have done Hero's Challenge. He can just do the Understanding Women workshop. And the Understanding Women workshop is required because anybody being in the Mastery Weekends, it's going to be interacting with a lot of women. And if you don't have that as a basis, you won't know how to support women, help them in feeling safe, and that would really get in the way of the weekend. All women have to do the Queen's Code for Life to be in Mastery because the weekends are intense and challenging, and depending on whether you're in a professional or coaching certification or in community education, you get to decide how much you're teaching, but that can add stress to your schedule. And we really need women to take care of themselves because this isn't just about conveying information. It's about causing transformation, and you have to have a lot of capacity for that. So the order in which you do things, Alexis, really has to do with what you're called to. So obviously we love our mastery students to have done everything because then they have all our best stuff. They have all our tools. They have all our distinctions and are best equipped to interact with us in partnership, for example, which is really important to us. So while we want everybody to have everything, we also we also are up against people thinking they have to know everything and do everything perfectly before they're qualified to teach anyone else. And we disagree with that. We've discovered over many years that our information makes a huge difference in people's lives, and we're a mission-driven company. We want the information out there. And frankly, our mastery participants have taught more people in the last 8 years than the rest of the company has. So it's we have a little over 25,000 graduates, and we've had more than one mastery year where they taught over 10,000 people just that year. So we don't hold out for the ideal. We're always engaging in our own distinction of enough, what's enough. So I would encourage you to follow your own curiosity, follow your own passion, and if you want to include our information in a business, then you would need to have professional certification. That's the level that you need to have to include us in a business, and that gives you actually extraordinary rights over those 8 topics that you get certified in your ability to incorporate them into your business, to repackage, reformat, combine with other information. You can write books and have podcasts and, heck, make movies and have TV shows and write articles and produce your own products and create your own workshops. And, you know, most people would say we're creating our own competitors. And we don't care, because I know not everybody can hear me. And in your unique way of being able to put things together and communicate it, there are people who will hear you that could never hear me. So let me just check back in and ask, Alexis, does that give you what you need?
No, that's extremely helpful. And I think being so new to everything, I'm trying to schedule everything in as quickly as I can, but I really don't want to hold off, because I also think that this information builds upon each other, and the more time that you take in between it, it's just easy to lose that build. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I like it when people take a month or two in between workshops. Some people who are just soaking it in and it just all makes sense and it's easy to implement, then they can go faster. We have someone who just completed all the graduate level curriculum in 5 weeks. When she did the Queen's Code. Yeah, she came from Australia and did the first workshop and finished all the rest and was in Extreme Queen a couple weeks ago. So she beat Alanis Morissette's record of doing it all in 6 weeks. So, but I don't know that that's the best thing to do. I think pacing is good. And depending on which topic series you pick, you shouldn't have an extreme number that you have to do before we start. And it's really common for mastery participants to just keep completing the curriculum while they're in mastery, even though it's not required for their specific area of study.
Great.
Thank you. That was a great
Thank
question.
You.
You're welcome. All right, so while we've started on that, let's just distinguish the different areas, and that will answer several people's questions. So professional certification is not offered in every it's not offered in every series. So as you probably noticed on the website, it's specific which series you can do each different what we would call purpose. What's your purpose in being in mastery? So for professional certification, that's available in Empowering Men, Intentional Dating, Liberating with Honor, and Partnership in Business. And what that means is those are all areas where we're fine with you creating your own workshops and other content, incorporating our material, and you don't even have to credit us, although at one point we'll tell you we recommend you do because people are really possessive. but they're possessive of us, and they get really upset when they hear something that they know they heard from Alison Armstrong and it isn't credited. They get really wound up. But you don't have to. I don't care. I don't need it. So those four series are available for professional certification. It's the most amount of work that and it gives you, it's the most amount of money, and it gives you the most amount of privilege. And as a lawyer who last year became certified, she was stunned at what the license grants to you for so little money, because we don't take a percentage. It's a one-time fee, and I have calls with our certification and our professional certification partners nine times a year. There's no charge for those. It's just the same connection. So it's actually a huge value. Now, as many of you noticed, this is the first year that we're doing coaching certification. And this is particular. It costs less than professional certification because you're not being given the same rights. We're not certifying you to go coach anywhere. We're actually looking to develop people who will coach for PACS, because we have graduates of our curriculum, and as many of you may have heard, we've been filming our graduate programs for webinar and webcast to reach the people all over the world that have been reading the Queen's Code in more than 70 countries. And so they're going to need coaching, and we're going to need coaches. And so these six series are all related to workshops that we're going to be offering by webinar by probably, well, at least the third quarter next year. They should all be released. And so in answer to your question, Cherie, about can you go from ComEd to coaching certification, and then Sarah, can you coach right out of the first weekend? So no, you can't coach right out of the first weekend. When you're, and this is also Patricia's question about wait. I've gotten a name wrong about if you're in coaching, do you still teach? Ah, that was Tracy's question. So in coaching certification, you're not going to be teaching the topics. You are going to be researching the topics, and researching the topics begins with sharing the topic with somebody. So you're not taking on the accountability of can I teach you, and you're not teaching groups. So coaching certification is all about that one-on-one interaction. So you'll be sharing the topic and researching one-on-one people, and then, I'm sorry, you'll be teaching one-on-one people. I missaid that. So you will be teaching one-on-one, but you won't be teaching groups, and you don't have permission to teach groups. And then, I think, Tracy, given what you do, you're probably going to want professional certification. Now, so actually beginning the coaching, doing the coaching for PACS doesn't happen until after the fifth weekend. So you spend a year learning all the transformational teaching principles and getting certified in each of the eight topics. And then you have a three-day coaching intensive where we teach you our way of teaching, our way of coaching, I'm sorry, and you practice it, and you're actually passed, you're tested on it during those 3 days. And then that's when you're eligible to be hired by PACS as one of our coaches. Now, in answer to the question about can you go from ComEd to coaching certification, Cherie's question, you can do that, and you'd have to be prepared for it, meaning that when you're in community education, which is where you're learning the topics and researching them and teaching them as a volunteer in your community, you're not required to keep a research journal or have a demonstration call. You have a 15-minute sign-off where you teach one of our sign-off team and get feedback. If you're in professional certification or coaching certification, you have a 45-minute demonstration on the phone where you're teaching a volunteer and being observed by the trainer. So it's much more intense. You create your own visuals for that. And you have to keep and turn in and get passed on your research journal. So a big component of our mastery program is your ownership of the topic, that you're not saying Allison said, that you're not just regurgitating the examples that I gave, that you have your own examples, that you've gone out and seen it, that you're speaking from having witnessed this information at work. So for coaching and professional certification, you have to keep a research journal. I think it's a minimum of 12 people, including yourself, that you have to research with. And you'll see on the topic cycle that you have to turn it in, I think within 3 weeks of the beginning of that topic. And you have to get passed on it. So it's not enough to turn it in. We actually have to have quality information in there. So if you were thinking you wanted to start out at ComEd, and then if you fell in love with information and wanted to become a coach, you would have to keep a journal as if you'd have to be acting as if you were in coaching certification, and then make the request to switch over, which means there'd have to be room in coaching certification in that series. It would need to not be full because the spaces are limited, and the trainer would need to be willing to take you on and get you caught up. So there's no guarantee that you could do that. If you may be better off signing up for coaching certification, and if it proves to be too much, then you drop down to community education and you would lose your deposit. But then at least you would be guaranteed the space of being in coaching certification. Okay, let me see if I did all the things regarding that. So I did that one. Come back to Gordon. We did Tracy. So yes, you're teaching while you're in the program as part of your training yourself, but after you're signed off, you don't continue to teach that topic. I'm going to explain the difference between coaching and personal mastery, which is huge. Ed and personal mastery. We have Cherie. We did Alexis. Okay, so looking at the dashboard for Sarah and Tracy and Cherie and Alexis, if you have a follow-up question to what I've said, if you would press 2 on your keypad, and then I'll know that I need to do some more work on that. Tracy has a follow-up question. Okay, Tracy, you have the microphone.
Okay, just wanted to know, for my situation, does it make sense? I'm thinking of doing certification plus one of the coaching. How does that work, and what does it cost, and how do you add, which way do I do it, or would you not recommend that for me?
Well, thank you for asking, and there's two different possibilities. One is to do professional certification for what you want to use in your practice as a therapist, mm-hmm. and do coaching certification to become a coach for PACS. The other possibility is some people who have professional certification, they want to be trained in PACS's method of coaching so they can
yeah.
use that method
right.
in their business.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that. It costs $1,000 to add on the coaching intensive to a professional certification. So to come for that training so that you would just have your one topic series and you're professionally certified and you now have the ability to coach in the way that we coach.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
But you'd be using it in your business instead of coaching for PACS.
and how much time, I know how much time one program takes, how much more would it be to, if I had both a week?
So if you wanted coaching certification in a second topic to be a, become a coach for PACS, then that's going to take as much time. So our certification candidates say it takes at least 6 hours per topic series per week, 6 to 8 hours. Some people spend 10 hours. So if you were in two series, you could have the equivalent of a part-time job.
Okay. Okay. Up to 20 hours a week. Got it.
Yeah, given everything you're up to, I'd recommend one personal professional certification series and then come to the coaching intensive if you want to learn how we do it. And you have plenty of time to decide that.
Okay, the coaching intensive, I'm confused a little bit. Not the certification, just going to the coaching intensive.
Just coming to the intensive to learn how we coach.
Got it.
Learn how we coach is really cool.
Yeah, it is. I know that's the first-hand experience here. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Did that give you what you need?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, awesome. All right, and then Sarah had a follow-up question, and then I'm going to go on to the other folks' question. Sarah, you have the microphone.
Hey, Allison. I think you mostly just answered that with what she said. The only question I have to that is if you do professional certification and the coaching intensive, are you able to coach for PACS, or you just have the method of coaching for your own business use?
Oh, very good question. Okay, so one of the things that's interesting is that there is a crossover. So intentional dating and liberating with honor are available for both professional certification and coaching certification. Those are the only two that are available for both. So if you did one of those series as a professional certification and then came to the coaching intensive, then yes, you could use it in your business and be hired as a coach for PACS.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that intentional dating is kind of where I land. And great. What do you think?
Yeah, great question. And, yeah, I think it's pretty cool how to work. Because the information, intentional dating, we need, and liberating with honor, those two topics are so important to be disseminated out and around the world as much as possible. Actually, all eight topics in Mastery are that way. That's why they're in Mastery. But being able to coach at PACS and do your own stuff is a really cool combination.
Yeah.
Did that give you what you need?
Yes, and I'm going to ask one more question. I've worked a little bit with Tracy Campbell. I'm in here in Denver, and my intention is to ultimately work with teens in intentional dating. Do you think this information is appropriate to be used with teens?
Please. please, would you
do that? That's what I want to do.
Okay, yes, and there's adaptations that you would make, depending on the age and the sophistication of the team, but absolutely they need this information.
Got it. Great.
Okay, we good?
Yes, thanks so much, Allison.
You're welcome. Thanks, Sarah. Okay, so now I want to answer your question, Gordon, and I'll give you the mic to see if it takes care of you if you have a follow-up. So many people who come to PACS and especially to Mastery have a background in healing, have a background in the man-woman conversation, may have a background in sexuality. We have a lot of tantric teachers, for example, who come to PACS, have a background in they've read all the people that I don't read, so I can't be accused of plagiarizing. And many of them have studied elsewhere. And it's one of the things that we cherish. And one of the things that we expect, especially in the professional certification. So It obviously it happens in community education as volunteers. People will take a topic and then present it from their particular orientation or point of view. So you've had people take a topic and adapt how they taught it to business or adapt how they taught it to their church or to their school. So that adaptation we expect. And we actually really encourage it. We love our material enhancing and being married to and other material. I've never thought I needed a monopoly or wanted one egotistically on this area. A friend of mine had done some work at Moore University in my early years of having studied men. It was a big contribution to me because of that, although I've never attended myself. So what happens is you take what you're learning in the topic and you get to organize it in your expression. And if you want to go off in a different direction in your teachings or professional certification, that's totally fine to do that. The only place that it doesn't work to do it is when you're doing your sign-off call or your demonstration call. Demonstration is for professional certification, sign-off calls for community education. If you mix in other stuff, it tends to take up too much of the time and not leave enough time for you to demonstrate that you actually have a handle on what you learned from us, which is what we need in order to certify you in that. Now, as far as interacting with other participants, in the weekends, the teachings that we do in the weekends in order to learn the transformational teaching skills, they're very brief. Like 4 minutes, for example, at the most. So it doesn't lend itself to a lot of weaving and combining. But how you guys contribute to each other is up to you. We've had people in Mastery offer sessions before and after Mastery started for people who want to learn their stuff. They'll come to their hotel room and they'll do a session on something. It's really sweet how people interact. So a big part of Mastery and certification is cross-pollination within the topics and within people's area of expertise. And I also call it it's the stem cell program. So we start with a topic, and then it's part of the thrill of seeing what people do with it. What do you make out of that information as you bring yourself to it? And I find that really thrilling. So I'm just going to check in, Gordon. Does that give you what you need?
For now, it kind of does. I opened up your page as you were talking and tried not to be distracted by reading too much of it, but it looks pretty different than what you've had in the past. And I was drawn to empowering men. I guess the problem for me is if I took coaching certification and I coached and it was PACS-like, but it wasn't PACS, you know, if I was coaching on my own, it gets really kind of crazy because I understand that coaching certification is only for you, that that's what I take. And if I start doing some work like that on my own, which I intend to do, how does that work? How does that work with where I honor both sides?
We actually don't have empowering men available for certification. You can for coaching certification, you can do empowering men as professional certification, which
right.
seems to fit with what it is that you desire to do to combine it with your other information. And then
right.
as I was talking to Tracy about it, if you wanted to do the coaching intensive, just to
mm-hmm.
learn our style of coaching, then you could add that on later. But
okay.
you'd be working
that's,
for
that's,
you instead of us.
Does that place it in the fifth weekend? Does that mean because it looks like you don't only have 4 weekends now for the professional and coaching certification is fifth weekend?
Exactly. So if you go down to where it says Transformational Teaching Skills Weekend,
okay.
you'll see the weekend schedule for 2016.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you there? So that has
yes.
the first four weekends that are for everybody. And the below that, see how it says additional training for certification candidate?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you wanted
yes.
to add on the intensive, you would come be with me for 5 days in a row in 2017.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
And we put them together on purpose for people who want to do that.
Yeah, I'm. It's. I kind of thought I had it figured out, and then now I'm sitting here with a new and expanded program that you have. And so, yes, I'm very interested in exactly that. So good.
Awesome. So there's a lot of information there, and if after you review it, you have more questions. There are more of these calls available, and you can just hop back on and answer the next question and the next question after. I'm happy to do that so you have everything you need because it's a really big commitment.
Yes. Perfect.
All right, cool. So we're good for now?
Yes. Yes, yes. I mean, a million questions, but nothing that's on the top of my head right now just to ask. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, thanks, Gordon. Okay. So let me address Patricia's question about the difference between coaching certification and personal mastery for the Heart of Partnership, which will lead into actually be preceded by answering Ed's question about personal mastery, and he just wanted confirmation. So this is in the first year of the mastery program, we offered personal mastery. And those folks came to the training weekends, and it didn't work because they really just wanted to master the topics for themselves. They didn't care about teaching or transformational teaching skills. And so during the weekends, they kind of felt like fish out of water, and they were dragging their feet. And they weren't getting what they really wanted, which is the conversations about, but how does this apply to my life? How do I use this in my life? And so we're really excited to have personal mastery back and reformulated because within the 8 series, if you can imagine, 8 series and 8 topics, so 64 different topics are taught throughout the year. Phenomenal amount of content that contributes to people immensely. So each of the 8 topics, all of them are available for personal mastery. And Ed, you're right, there are no trips anywhere. Just to be clear, if you're in the full program, we move around our weekends. Only one of them is in California, one's in Texas, one's in Colorado, and one's in the Eastern time zone. So we hit all 4 U.S. time zones. And you're not at any of them. And not only do you not have to be at any of them, but you can't come to any of them. We don't have personal mastery folks at the Transformational Teaching Skills Weekend. That's just for people who are teaching, which are the other 3 categories. And you end up with the first call in each series where we introduce a new topic, and we are teaching that topic for everybody, and the instructors are mindful that the personal mastery folks will be listening to that recording. And then we encourage personal mastery people to go ahead and do the research because that's what's going to have you get it in your bones and see more applications and really enrich the conversation for you. And on the second call of the cycle, the regular mastery participants come back and share research, and the instructor uses what they're sharing to clarify the topic and the questions they ask to clarify the topic, so it gets deeper and richer in the second call, and personal mastery folks listen to that recording. And then office hours have become most mastery participants' favorite thing because it's very casual. I'm here on the Maestro system, and people call in, and what we say is one question or area of inquiry per customer. And so you raise your hand if you want to ask a question, and we have a lot of leeway in what we address. So there'll be 2 one-hour sessions every 5 weeks, so for each of the 8 topics. And that's when people can ask questions about, so how do I apply this to my son? How do I apply this to my boss? What do I do with this? And it's a really cool opportunity for me to get to be with you guys involved with this material. And we have people from multiple series, so it's a way to also cross-pollinate and get a taste of what's happening with someone who's studying a different series than you, because I can't help but try to make the points clear to everybody on the phone, even if they're not studying that topic. And so what happens is for each of the 8 topics, you end up with about 4 hours of content. We promise 30 hours of content in case there's an announcement someone makes that has to be edited out, so it ends up slightly less than an hour or something. And you get to listen to them at your own pace. You can be on the office hours call live if you want to, or just listen to the recording. In the past mastery programs and the current one, about a third of the people who come to office hours actually have a question. The rest of the folks just want to hear what everybody else is asking and what I have to say about it. And we really do have such a good time. And I think it's interesting you said you were 71. So even if you were in the full program, Ed, you would not be our oldest mastery participant. Our oldest, I think, was 78 when we started the program. So, Ed, I'm just going to check in and see if you got what you needed. Did that answer your question?
Yes, Allison. It sounds like there's 8 topics, at least 30 hours of recorded content to listen to in the year 2016. The office hours is on top of the 30 hours, and that's 2 one-hour sessions every 5 weeks. Am I with you?
Actually, the office hours are part of the 30 hours.
Oh, okay.
There's 2 recorded sessions, and then office hours you can be on live or recorded. So it's about 4 hours times 8 topics. So
4 hours times 8 topics. Okay.
Exactly.
Got it. And as far as belonging to the wider community, you do 9 sessions for the professional people. Somebody could do personal mastery every year for a couple of years if they so desired.
Yeah, we assume it's going to go well. We're really excited about it. The 9 session that I do for our license and certification partners is completely separate from mastery. It's actually after it's over and they're done with it, and I just continue to empower them. We have a Facebook community. We have a membership community at choosingpartnership.com. But assuming we continue to have personal mastery, you can keep doing it year after year after year, depending on what you're working on. And we're likely to end up adding more topic series because we're prolific. Once we opened it up to that we could study more than 8 topics, it's been a little out of control. We went from 4
so
to 7.
So there's no topic choice that a personal mastery person has to make. He just gets to listen to the 8 topics, the 30 hours in a given year.
Well, actually, you need to pick a series. So you'll get 8. Each topic series has 8 topics within it. So you would have to decide if you want to learn about empowering men or you want to learn about empowering women or intentional dating or liberating with honor, which is all about healing, or partnership in business or heart of partnership. Those are the ones that you'd be eligible for. We have two that are women only. And each one has prerequisites depending on what you're studying. So that people can't just come off the street and be in personal mastery. We want to expand upon and enrich what you've already experienced with PAC. So empowering men. Go ahead.
So, Allison, I've attended the Heroes workshop with you in L.A. 2 years ago. Would that prerequisite, is that a prerequisite for anything? Is there anything that I could go into on the basis of that workshop?
Yes, you could be in the Empowering Men series, or you could be in the Liberating with Honor series, which is where we teach the noble healing and the noble forgiveness that you would have experienced in a
right.
year's challenge. Did you also do our Understanding Women workshop?
No, I have not done that, and that's why I'm curious if just the Heroes Challenge workshop is enough to get me into the Empowering Men or the healing.
Yep, that's enough for that, and you'd have to do Understanding Women in order to do the Empowering Women or Intentional Dating. All the prerequisites are listed on the website. If you go look up a particular series you're interested in, it'll tell you what the personal mastery prerequisites are. And so the least amount for the least amount for personal mastery. And intentional dating. I just looked it up. Ah, you could do intentional dating as well with the Heroes Challenge.
Okay. For the students that are in personal mastery, will they have any opportunity to have any place where they talk to other students that are in personal mastery? I was in your class today on the Queen's Code and the second session today, and the experience of being with some other students and discussing the material was terrific today and last week. Is that
great.
Any part of personal mastery?
We don't have that set up now, but I'm certainly open to it. And often in mastery, people instigate things.
Sure.
And we're open to that.
Great. Thank you, Allison.
You're welcome.
This is right up my alley, and I'm really excited about this.
Awesome. And I'm glad you're part of the book club. That makes me happy.
Yeah, it's a terrific experience. It has so many wonderful components to it.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ed. Okay, so now I have 4 minutes. I think, Patricia, I'm going to give you the microphone so you make sure you're taken care of. I think it's probably become pretty distinct, right, that coaching certification and personal mastery are really different.
Yep.
Personal mastery, obviously, is just for you. Coaching is to become a coach for PACS. The heart of partnership is the first time that we're offering the distinctions from core partnership and dance of partnership in the romantic and family context. This will be the second year we offer it in the business context, which is partnership in business. So try to name those ones so it's really clear what the heart of partnership in business. We hope those are clear. And the dance of partnership is a prerequisite for that, which then dance has its own prerequisites. So is it now all clear, or do you have any other questions about coaching or personal mastery, coaching certification?
It's clear, and I have a question about coaching. So, for instance, I have the certification from Extreme Queen, could I participate in a fifth weekend for the coaching part, or that's not an option this time?
To do the coaching intensive?
Yes.
For the professional certification you already have in Extreme Clean?
No, the intensive.
Pardon me?
The intensive, the coaching intensive.
But you already have, you already got certified in the Extreme Clean series, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you wanted to learn from us how to coach the way that we coach and apply it to what you did last year, you could definitely do that. It would be $1,000 to come to that intensive, and it would make you eligible for us to hire you to coach Extreme Clean graduates.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, it would be lovely. Right now it's all on Catherine. For those who are wondering what we're talking about, Extreme Clean is a topic series we're not offering in 2016, but Patricia did it in the past. Does that take care of you? Does that give you what you need?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, so in the few moments we have left, just to let you know, we had some struggles, but we got them sorted out. So now the information on the website is completely up to date and functional, so you can read about the different series. You can read about the different options for your purpose in participating. And registration is open, so if you're worried about coaching or professional certification where the spaces are limited and you want to make sure you get one, it's now available for that. The early registration discounts last till January 27th. We did that on purpose, so you take plenty of time to think about it because it is a big deal. But it doesn't mean the spaces will last, so there's a little bit of tension between those two things. And we do have some series who the complete description of what we're doing there isn't available yet. That's my fault. So you may have to take something on faith with what you know about that course and your passion for that course that we're going to work it out. And those full descriptions in the case of men, women, and sex, living, ecstasy, and power, and Heart of Partnership will be up by the end of this month. All right. So thank you all so much for being here and asking your questions, and all the rest of you who are participating, even though you didn't have questions. And one thing just to let you know, if you have questions like you're trying to figure out, should you do coaching, should you do professional, should you do community education, what topic series would best for you, Melissa Mednick, who is the coordinator of Mastering Certification, is available for personal conversations. How you reach her is by emailing her, Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, at understandmen.com, and she would set up a time to help you with that if you need some more assistance in sorting that out. Okay. So we are over time. If anybody needs to go, Amy, I just saw your hand up. I don't know if I can answer your question. What's your question, hon?
Hi, Allison. You answered
it when
Patricia asked whether or not those of us who had obtained certification in 2014 and 2015 and aren't doing certification in 2016 were eligible for the coaching intensive. And the answer is yes. Great. And I love the part that we would then be eligible to coach on those topics. So that's awesome. Love it. Thank you.
Yeah, to the degree that we have customers at PAX for it, you would be. And
great.
Assuming
awesome.
You passed the intensive. Okay.
Of course.
All right, great.
I get it.
Thank you.
I
know. Thanks, Amy. All right. So I'm going to open up all the microphones so we can say good night. And again, thank you all for your interest in mastering and teaching this material. That is very heartwarming to me, very exciting to me. Good night, everybody.